Manchester United are the visitors this weekend. There is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap, with Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Christian Walsh, Dan Morgan, all in the studio waiting to get stuck in. Teza Simakula to give us the opposition view a little bit later on. And Christian, the manager's done his press conference. We'll touch on maybe one or two of the more interesting points as we move through the show. But I felt like Liverpool had to lift the mood on the back of a performance against Crystal Palace. It wasn't the best. They do get a nice tidy win against Wolves though, and you felt that was massively important going into this big fixture on Sunday.
It was huge in the context of top four race, because Liverpool is still in a top four race, but it was also huge, as you say, just for the mood, because two wins and then two draws sounds a lot different than three wins and a draw, if you know what I mean. So it's very, very important. I think the way Liverpool won on Wednesday was important. I think the fact that Wolves didn't have a shot after the 13th minute, I think it was, shows that, you know, Manchester United, a couple of weeks ago, probably before this little run, you're thinking they're turning up here and they could really do a number on Liverpool. And they still could, because that type of team. But Liverpool have really solidified now with four clean sheets. The fact that it's not like they're clinging on for these clean sheets as well. I think it was the tidiest clean sheet that Liverpool had over the past four games. And it's just massive for the mood, because yes, you've got an eye on top four, but also it just means that Liverpool are going into this four unbeaten. They're going into it 10 points out of 12. Obviously, we'll ignore the aberration that was Real Madrid. It just means that Liverpool are in a position now where, you know, they've got something to go for. They've got something to cling on to. They're not just turning up at Anfield on Sunday to be the spoilers. They can actually play their own part in this, and they've got something to play for themselves, which I think is always important in these type of games, because if you get into that mentality, and we've seen it a couple of times down the years where, you know, Liverpool have played Chelsea at home on the last home game of the season, you know, and Chelsea can win the title and all that kind of thing. If you're just playing the role of a spoiler, I think that seeps into the mentality. If Liverpool have got something to tangibly go for, then you'll see a different Liverpool, I think, and that's what we'll see on Sunday, hopefully.